Representatives of St John Newcomers Centre introduced the city's upcoming Culture Fest event, which is set to take place over the New Brunswick Day weekend, August 1st and 2nd. The festival director, Lorne Deltrop, along with Newcomers Centre interim director, Cecilia Trey, Envision's chief marketing officer, Jen Siliphant, and founder and director of NUS Immigration Services, Sunny Kosler, announced the 2026 iteration of the festival and encouraged St Johners to get involved. Cecilia Che, who succeeded previous executive director Mohamed Bagar last month, introduced the event, and Lorne Deltrop highlighted what visitors can expect to experience.
It is a pleasure to welcome you to launch the 8th International Festival. This festival has become one of the most meaningful celebrations in our community. And each year it reminds us the incredible strength that comes from diversity, connection, and shared experience. Our vision of this year's cultural festival is very simple: to create a space where people from all backgrounds can come together, celebrate who they are, and feel a true sense of belonging. We want it to be a place where culture are shared, story are exchanged, friendship are formed, and no connection are made across our community.
We will have a cultural village made up of 20 to 25 different cultures of people that live in St. John. Each one of them will have a tent where they can display their cultures and talk about where they've come from, who they are, and just create relationships. No festival would be the same without great international street food. We'll have a dozen craft vendors as well as community partners. But also we will have a cultural stage that will be made up of cultural performers from around the world.
Local 107.3 FM spoke with Jen Siliphant, as well as Trey and Deltrop, about Culture Fest and the value that cultural diversity brings to St. John.
I'm Jen Siliphant, Director of Marketing with Envision St. John. Culture Fest is important to us because it's so inclusive and a real celebration of the community and the growth in our community and all of the newcomers that are a part of our community and really celebrating them and what they bring to our region.
Yeah, my name is Cecilia. I'm the interim ED in St. John Newcomers Center right now. So cultural festival is very important. This is the 8th year we launch it again because St. John become more diversity right now. So there are so many cultures that actually people do not know. So it's very important for us to help them to make them visible in the St. John area and know how diversity the St. John, how incredible we grow in St. John region.
How can people get involved if they are from other parts of the world, if they want to show their culture to other St. Johners? How can they get involved?
Our website, our Facebook, we all already co-op. We have a special website and a specific Facebook for only for Culture Fest. But from our main website and main Facebook, you can find the registration.
What does diversity of culture bring to the city of St. John?
It truly contributes to our quality of life. Look at the vendors in our city market or the businesses that have popped up around our uptown. We wouldn't have those without these different cultures coming and making a place of their own in the St. John region. It's phenomenal from that perspective to see more of those businesses open and really celebrate what they bring.
Yeah, if you notice, if you come to the St. John Newcomers Center Cultural Fest, you will see why we celebrate the diversity. Like Jen mentioned about the food, seeing the city market. If you see before, when we just opened the Cultural Fest, you see the vendor just pretty much just one or two, but right now only food vendor. We close the food vendor immediately, like pretty much after call, like 1 week, we close the registration because so many people come trying to come to celebrate and show their how rich of their food and also performance. If you see, and you can see different people have bring those kind of colorful dress, you won't see anything like this just if you just one culture in one town.
My name is Lorne Daltrop, and I'm a co-director of International Culture Fest for this would be my fifth year. And as far as the festival is concerned, this is an incredible opportunity for the public to come out and share with the participants who are set up from many of the, you know, the 40, 50 different cultures that are registered with the city of St. John, and a chance to find out, you know, who their neighbors are, who their kids are going to school with, and to find out more about cultures that, you know, they've only seen or read about. But this is an opportunity to really find out who they're living with in the city of St. John. The community has changed so much because of multiculturalism. in the last 10 to 15 years. The face of St. John has changed so much in a short amount of time. And this is something that is almost different from any other city of its size in the country. You know, most large cities are where you see the growth of multiculturalism, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, but in the last 10, 15 years, the push has been on to move to the smaller centers. So here we are in St. John, and the growth of multiculturalism has really expanded so much, so quickly. And this community, you know, what we try and do is put out the welcome mat to all of the cultures that live together in the city of St. John, you know, in a way that brings people together, creates understanding. In this way, people realize we're not that different from one another. We just need to know a lot more about who people are. And the more we talk, the more we share, the more we enjoy the company of one another, the more we break bread, watch cultural performances, the more we get that understanding. That's what we need more of here.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.